The deadline to mail in ballots for Baltimore's citywide primary elections is Tuesday. This week, WYPR is airing profiles of some major Democratic mayoral candidates. Today, WYPR's Mary Rose Madden finds Mary Miller, a political newcomer with a background in finance, at a food distribution site.
Is that the one of Northwest?
A handful of volunteers lugs boxes of prepared food across a warehouse ramp and into a delivery truck in East Baltimore. Among them is Mary Miller, in the final stretch of the mayoral primary race, wearing a baseball hat, mask, and sanitary gloves.
We're bagging out meals for elderly people who are unable to leave their homes and need access to food. So I've been doing vegetarian meals for a couple hours.
This is a job training center as well as a food distribution site, and one of several places Miller has volunteered recently. She says it gives her a better understanding of Baltimore's massive poverty problems.
So what I'm trying to do is volunteer at different organizations that I think can be helpful, particularly to workforce training in Baltimore, getting people jobs. Because I think when we begin to come out of the shutdown from the coronavirus, we're going to have very high unemployment in Baltimore, and I think that's going to be one of the biggest issues the next mayor is going to face.
As businesses shut down because of the COVID-19 pandemic, thousands in Baltimore lost their jobs. According to the Maryland Department of Labor, at least 67,000 Baltimoreans have filed for unemployment benefits since March 1st. Miller says job creation is the key to recovery and that she'd roll out the welcome mat to potential employers.
We don't do enough with business retention here. I mean, a good city government is talking regularly to the employers they have and saying, what do you need? How can we help?
She says she'd create a small business resource center, use federal aid to invest in more public transit to enable people to get to jobs, and create a program to redevelop the thousands of vacant homes the city owns. Miller's an outsider in a field of candidates who have served in elected offices or in city agencies. So she plays up her professional resume, years as a T. Rowe Price executive and almost 5 years working on economic recovery in President Barack Obama's administration. She says working for Obama inspired her to run for mayor.
I worked on all kinds of programs across the country on, you know, restoring health to the housing finance market after the mortgage crisis, getting loans to small businesses so they could keep the doors open. We were really working on very practical solutions to help people get back on their feet. And I came back to Baltimore really thinking about how can I help this city.
Miller has poured almost $2 million of her own money into the race. Supporters say it shows her commitment. Critics say she's trying to buy the election with television ads and mailings. They also point to a political action committee that backed her. It was recently exposed as going after white votes. Miller, the only leading candidate who is white, has disavowed that pack, but opponents wonder who she really is. Also, the City Board of Elections is investigating whether she started fundraising before she officially filed to run. Roger Hartley, Dean of the University of Baltimore's College of Public Affairs, says running as a political newbie has advantages and disadvantages.
Do we want to take a risk on somebody new that's totally an outsider that we aren't sure how they're going to do this?
State Comptroller Peter Francho says it was hard for him to choose, but he eventually decided to endorse Miller.
I think she understands how to be a good manager, and Baltimore desperately needs that.
For her part, Miller says she knew she'd need to spend money to get name recognition, but she thinks it's worth it.
And I know other people who are generous to Baltimore who are saying, I just can't keep writing checks because nothing ever changes.
Her spending has put Miller in a statistical three-way tie at the top of the race. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.